I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Thousands of athletes from 205 countries are getting ready to take part in the Beijing Olympics. The opening ceremony is on Friday, although one competition, women's soccer, is already underway. The Olympic contingents of various countries vary in size. The Chinese and American squads are huge. Afghanistan's is tiny. The war-torn country is sending just 4 athletes to the Games. 2 of them are Taekwondo athletes, and they hope to come back with Afghanistan's first ever Olympic medal. The BBC's Alistair Leithhead went to see them train in Kabul.
I'm not sure if Taekwondo is supposed to sound like this, but it does in Afghanistan. I didn't quite know what to expect coming up the stairs when we heard the shrieks coming from this hall. There's about 40 guys here all sparring with each other. They've got pads and leg guards on, but they're really going for it. They're really going for each other. And among them, of course, are the 2 Olympic hopefuls. Nasir Ahmad Bahawi is one of them. He's tall, strong and incredibly quick and agile as he spins kicks at various sparring partners. Ulam Rabbani Rabbani is the president of Afghanistan's National Taekwondo Federation. He's training both Olympic athletes.
And right now I come with my world champion, Ms. Nasir Ahmad Bahawi. I teach them to morning exercise because he wanted to go to fight Olympic Games.
And he has a good chance of winning a medal, do you think?
Of course, because we try hard for 5 or 6 months for them, and we had the training camp in Korea. When I check them, their body condition is in the best level, and we hope to get the medal.
And both competitors qualified without any wild card entry. Nasir Ahmad Bahawi has the best hope. He's already a world-class taekwondo black belt, and he wants to prove you don't need money or high-tech training facilities to become an Olympic champion. It's very important for us, he says, as Afghanistan has never won an Olympic medal before. We want to make history and fly our flag in front of the world. Taekwondo has been hugely popular here since it was introduced by an American master in 1972. There are now 700 clubs and 25,000 competitors. It'll be even more popular if the best in the country can become the best in the world. There have already been obstacles to a medal. Afghanistan's big hope in the athletics, a female runner, went to train in Italy, but is now claiming political asylum. So winning in Taekwondo would mean a lot, especially to the president of the Afghanistan National Olympic Committee, Mohammed Anwar Jaktalek.
Bringing a medal home would help people come together as a country, whatever tribe or ethnic group they're from. It would be a good example to young people, so they will take up sport rather than taking up drugs.
It's a lot of responsibility for any young sportsman, but perhaps even more so here in Afghanistan, where people so desperately need a bit of good news for a change. For The World, I'm Alistair Leithhead in Kabul.